Defense Secretary Jim Mattis recently visited Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba on a pre-holiday tour of military sites. 41 terrorism suspects are still held at the detention center there. There were as many as 700 detainees at one point following the attacks of September 11, 2001. Now, President Barack Obama promised back in 2008 that he'd close Guantanamo. That never happened. The prison remains open under President Trump, who, during the 2016 campaign, said he'd, quote, loaded up with some bad dudes. NPR correspondent David Wellna was at the base earlier this month, and he reported on the latest meeting of a war tribunal that could bring to trial five men who stand accused of planning the 9/11 attacks. David joins us now from Washington. And David, let's talk about this pretrial proceeding. What was it about and what was significant about it?
Well, Magna, it was a strikingly unusual session for this war court, which for the last 5.5 years has been attempting to bring to trial these five men accused of plotting the 9/11 attacks. And usually these sessions are devoted to pretrial motions involving the confinement conditions of the accused or wrangling over classified evidence and the blocked access that the defense has had to much of it. But in this session, it almost felt like the trial had finally gotten underway, even though it hasn't, actually. And that's because one of the defense teams demanded that the prosecution show why these men should be tried as war criminals when, according to the lead lawyer, the U.S. was not actually at war with al-Qaeda on 9/11. So government prosecutors, for the first time, showed quite dramatically video news clips of hijacked airliners flying into the Twin Towers. They showed financial documents allegedly used to bankroll the hijackers. And they brought in two witnesses, one a current FBI agent and the other one retired, who had previously interrogated the five defendants in what are called clean team interrogations. These were supposed to make up for the very brutal interrogations these five men had endured in secret CIA-run black sites that they'd been brought from, since that testimony couldn't be accepted in court. And, you know, what was unusual was that it wasn't just the cross-examination of these agents that happened in the courtroom. It was also that the defense, at the last minute, got a previously withheld document that laid out the ground rules for these clean team interrogations. And it turned out that everything had to be first vetted by the CIA. Even the FBI's write-up of those interrogations had to be done on CIA laptops. Walter Ruiz is the defense lawyer who got that document, and he said the fact that it took 4 years to get it tells you a lot about how much clout the CIA has in this war court. Here's Ruiz talking to reporters in Guantanamo.
It's clear that the reason we are here in Guantanamo, in the military commissions, is a matter of control. It's a matter of trying to keep control over the information that the CIA very desperately wants to keep from the public. And the reason it's taken so long is because it's taken a really long time to grip that from their clutch, right? I mean, they've been holding on to this for dear life.
Now, I should add that General Mark Martins, the chief prosecutor, has recently stopped talking to reporters about this case, so we really only heard from the defense teams down there.
Wow. Now, David, as you said, it's taken, what, more than 5 years just to get to this point of pretrial hearings. So, I mean, how much longer is it going to take? Is there an end in sight?
Well, I don't know. No trial date has been set yet, and it could be years before things actually reach that stage. And in the meantime, government prosecutors have been inviting a handful of relatives of the nearly 3,000 people who perished on 9/11 down to Guantanamo to witness these court proceedings. One of them this time was a 55-year-old named Michael Salamone. His younger brother, John, worked in the North Tower of the World Trade Center and died when it collapsed. Here's Salamone.
My own parents are 78 years old, and, you know, this thing still has obviously some years to go, and then there'll be years of appeals. So, unfortunately, a lot of the victims' parents and family won't even get to see the ultimate, hopefully, justice that's going to come to the terrorists that did this.
And despite his obvious frustration, Salamone says he doesn't question the wisdom of the government trying to put these 9/11 defendants on trial down in Guantanamo.
Well, David, let's step back for a second, because I have a question about President Trump's take and view of the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, because it's still open, as we said. And in fact, just what, last month, the president said he would consider sending the man suspected of the Halloween truck attack in New York, the truck that plowed into cyclists in in New York, that he'd consider sending that man to Guantanamo. But he hasn't done that, has he?
Yes. And well, in that tweet where he said that, he said that statistically they've found that actually the federal courts are more efficient. And in fact, terrorism suspects who've been picked up since Trump took office, who would have otherwise been sent to Guantanamo, say, under the Bush administration, have all ended up being sent to the U.S. to stand trial in federal court.
Okay. And so then, you know, after having visited Guantanamo, David, what's your take on President Trump's view or rhetoric on the detention center versus the reality there?
Well, you know, he campaigned saying that he was going to load it up with bad dudes, load up Guantanamo. And I think that he's trying to stay true to that rhetoric, at least in his rhetoric. But if you watch his actions, I think that he has been persuaded that, in fact, if they want to really get these people convicted and sentenced and imprisoned, they have to do it through the federal courts because what they're doing in Guantanamo simply isn't working.
Well, that's NPR correspondent David Wellna back from a reporting trip to Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba. David, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, Meghna.